Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to Sokala Duma Radio. My name is Nkululeko Ngeo and this is The Presser. It's the press conference of the game between Cape Town City and Golden Arrows. The game ended as a 0-0 stalemate. Both coaches were not necessarily really happy about the performances, but we bring you here the press conference post-match between the two coaches. First off, we begin with Coach Benny McCarthy. Here are his views on the game. Obviously, he's disappointed with the fact that no goals were scored.
More like a frustrating game. We are a team that keeps the ball very well. We move it around quite nicely. Create chances, but then the almighty of almighties putting it in the back of the net. And this week I was so confident, you know, that it was a given for us that we'll definitely get the 3 points because of the finishing, the quality in training in front of goals. And today it was just complete opposite. So a bit disappointed. With our lack of keeping our composure in key elements of the game and even towards the end now. Any team against us, they get a little bubbler like that, it goes in the back of the net. And then it felt too kindly for us to put it in the back of the net. It was probably crying for us to say, and then we put it right over across. So yeah, so I'm a bit disappointed with the composure that we've shown, you know, and that we let them off the hook, really, because this was probably the easiest 3 pointers we could have gotten this far, but unfortunately we come away with nothing. We get a draw, so we'll go back now and work on what needs to be worked on, scoring goals.
The previous match between Cape Town City and Maritzburg United in the MTN 8 had players which unfortunately did not play against Golden Arrows. So what informed Coach Benny McCarthy's starting 11? Was it just general rotation or was it affected by injuries?
No, obviously. I think for me, I was forced a little bit because if Shaka was fit today, Ntembu, then maybe it would have been a completely different outlook to what we've shown. But he picked up that massive hard tackle against the Maritzburg game, so he didn't recover in time. So also we didn't want to force it, you know, to try and let him play through it. But I think Matthew did exceptionally well, except for getting himself into areas where he should be on the end of those things, because it's all good and well. And what I've asked of my strikers is mainly to play in the big box instead of out drifting out wide, because you want to be involved where the ball is, and it was almost a little bit like a bit of a magnet where the ball was, he was. And then when we get great balls in and our striker was at the wrong place, so I think that was a bit the frustrating part, and I think he'll be frustrated at the end of the night, because the services was decent for the striker to get a, on the end of a couple, but it was just always at the wrong place at the wrong time. And then, obviously, with Keanu, I think, listen, it was just a tactical. Sedat came back from injury and he looked well. And obviously, I was just getting a bit tired of using a centre-back playing at left-back, because most of the teams, the wing-back, the wingers are quite quick, you know, so we can't get away with it all the time. So I think, and this was a team that they had Sabia, so they had quite quick Lamola, and they were always drifting wide. So Sedat was back to full fitness and he had a very good week. So I just thought it's just naturally just to slot him back in at his natural position so that we can start forming that partnership with Kwasi and Phyllis back in and having Kize there. So unfortunately for the young man, you know, he's done exceptionally well. So he has to understand, you know, that certain tactics for certain games, and as clearly as it looked for a game of a bit more experience, and I think the experience of Mkhize came through today. But the young boy was just unfortunate, but it was not because of a bad game or anything, it was just a tactical change.
Teko Modise formerly played for Mamelodi Sundowns, as that fact is well known. So what was the reason behind Teko Modise not playing? Is it keeping him for Mamelodi Sundowns' MTN 8 clash against Cape Town City? Here are the coach's thoughts.
No, I think my priority is always the game that we're playing, because I think for me the important is to win to get to the first game and worry about what's coming, you know. But I think if I wasn't forced to make the surprise change first, and I think that really buggered me up, because now I had to improvise and had to bring on Nuruddin where I wanted to wait first, you know. So because of injury, and then that gave me two subs, and as the time went past, they looked like they were really just to wait and pounce on the counter, you know. So I think if we could hurt them, probably with the speed of Craigie, with Nuruddin coming in, and then you bring Gift in. But if not for the forced change, I probably would have had Teko in there just to give us a little bit more of that depth, getting balls into Patosi quicker, you know. But it wasn't to be. So yeah, now we look how we can mix things up and get Teko back in there.
Cape Town City winger surprised Bradley Galani. Unfortunately, he had to be taken off in the game. The injury looked horrible. Here is what McCarthy had to say about that.
Yeah, obviously, I think for me, that's the worst. I think those are the worst when players stop by themselves, because then it must be serious. My first impression is that it's a torn muscle or something, you know, but I didn't really get time to ask him what exactly it was and how the seriousness of the nature. But once I go back in now, and then I'll get a full report from doctor and the physio, and then we'll have to assess, and then we'll see if he'll be available. But I highly doubt that he will be, because especially if it was more kick, then you know, okay. But those self-stop injuries are more serious than normal.
Well, in a period preceding a huge match, usually teams prepare. Teams are hectic in their preparation. What does the coach plan to do in the period preceding the MTN 8 clash?
No, obviously, because it has been a bit of a tough period, you know, with games coming thick and fast, and our players hardly even had any rest, and we were in every day. So I'll probably give them a couple of days off tomorrow and Monday, and then we regroup on Tuesday, and then we'll see how the week. But mainly we'll be focusing on finishing, attacking, forward plays, building up from the back. We okay. We seem to keep the ball under pressure fairly well. I think today was evident that, we're missing just that calmness, that composure in front of goal, where we should make it count more than usual, because it's not like we didn't have a couple of chances where we didn't even make the goalkeeper make a save. And I think for me, that's the worst. When you work the goalkeeper, then fine. If you hit the target, okay. Never know what might happen, but of all the chances, none of them hit the goalkeeper. Didn't have to make a save once. And for me, I don't think he's the greatest of goalkeepers. So there was an opportunity there, but we just didn't take it. So this week will only be about recovering tomorrow and Monday, and then Tuesday when we're back in, and then work on our attacking play in front of goal.
The game ended in a goalless stalemate. The points had to be shed. But for Benny McCarthy, it was
2 points lost for me. It was there for the take. As much as they came to sit and to try and frustrate us by playing on the counter, because that's exactly their game plan. What they tried to do all night was to try and suck us in. And then with the pace of La Mola, Sevilla, so they just tried to do that. But I think we dealt with that fairly well, but in the end, how they missed that last one was beyond me. So in a way, I was actually glad, because it would have been another 2 out of 2 now sucker punches by the same team. Because last season, if you remember correctly, was probably the best I've seen play, where we dominate the team so much and then we end up coming home with nothing. Sucker punch, and then today, carbon copy almost, and fortunately, if it was Fenta, whoever, remind me to go thank him for missing. But yeah, story of the day, huh? South African football players in front of goal. Nada. Sokala Duma Radio.
Clinton Larson's Golden Arrows have had an inconsistent start to the season. They won against Maritzburg United in their opening fixture 2-0. A 2-0 loss then followed from Bloemfontein Celtic and another 2-0 loss to Mamelodi Sundowns. Now, with the 0-0 draw, what are the coach's views on that 0-0 draw? But first off, he starts with the complimentary word for Cape Town City.
Could have been more based on the chances that we had. But looking at the positives today, a clean sheet away from home against a quality City outfit. I was interviewed in Durban in the week, and I sincerely told the media that I do believe that this City team could go all the way and compete for silverware this year, because they've got now they have depth. I think they've got the right blend of players, well-balanced team, playing with confidence. And I think they signed very, very smartly in the window. So I've been very impressed with what they've been building here. And I do think that this team is going to be quite formidable during the season. But for us, we're still in a process of building. You know, we've got a lot of young boys that we're trying to promote from our Diski team, like Konko today. We've given him a chance. And Duandwe is injured. He's been ever present the previous season. So we may not have the talent the other teams do, but what we saw today was a fighting spirit from our team, you know. I think some good organization. We knew with the likes of Ralani, Nodada, Puchka, that they'll dominate the middle of the park. So we wanted them to have the ball in wide areas, and whether it was Ntembu or Ruziki up front, we were more prepared to rather defend the crosses than have them penetrate through the middle, where this team is quite dangerous. When Ralani comes off the line, Noradin, Nodada supporting through the middle, they're quite dangerous. And I think to a certain extent, we neutralized that central penetration and gave them the ball outside. And I think most of the balls they threw into our box from wide areas, we dealt with quite well, bar one or two towards the end. But I think it was a game of missed opportunities. I think they had a few, albeit mostly from the edge of the box with Patos in particular. We know how lethal he can be from those areas, and I don't think he was at his best today. But we had some massive chances. In the first half, yes, we hit the crossbar, but there was a 3v2 situation. Lamola could have slipped Konko in on the break. Poor pass, goes towards the corner flag, chance gone. We press the goalkeeper, something we work on. He gives it straight to us on the edge of the box. Konko receives the ball, two players free in the edge, inside the box. He shoots instead of passing. I think you guys are probably tired of hearing us talk about poor decision making. And today was a very good example of that from my team. But very happy with the fighting spirit of the team. Like I said, not an easy place to come and get a point. So we go home a happy team, having fought very, very hard for a point yesterday.
Besides Siyanda Zwane, Golden Arrows haven't signed any big names this window. Is the coach satisfied with what he has at his disposal?
I got asked that in Durban as well. And I said, I've signed quite a few players all from my Diski team. We have a concept at our club and a vision at our club to build a strong young team and give our Diski players an opportunity before looking outside. And there's still one or two. Sabelo played a few weeks ago. He picked up a knock. Konko, it's only his fourth or fifth game in the Premier League, you know. And there's a few more we want to give an opportunity at the right moment. But for us, the window is closed. We won't be signing any more players. We'll continue to go with what we've got. It's going to be a long, hard season for us. We know that. But I still believe that there's enough quality in this team for us to be competitive. And I think that's all we can be this season.
Well, Maritzburg United, who are very similar in strength and history with Golden Arrows, went all the way to the Nedbank Cup final last season. So what pressures does this put on coaches like Clinton Larson at clubs like Golden Arrows? What targets has he set for his team?
I think I've done that 7 or 8 years ago at Celtics. You know, we finished fifth and also had the young Lerato Manzinis and all these young players, Lila Kay, Keegan Buchanan, and we had all these babies playing, and Fadlu found himself in a similar situation. And that is a very good example that if you keep a team together and work with them, you can eventually reap the rewards from it. And for us, it was more about continuity than just signing players. We erred more on the side of continuity. Hence, we promoted quite a few players. Sabisi, who played at right back, was the captain of our Diski team last season. It's another youngster. So Yeah, we think it's going to take some time, but you know, we're selfish coaches. We want it to happen overnight, and we know it's not going to. But we're a very patient club. You know, I'm very fortunate in that my boss also understands our limitations as a club. And she's very supportive in terms of us giving these young players a chance. You know, sometimes it's going to come at the expense of losing matches. But in the long term, it's going to be very beneficial for the club if we keep blooding these young players like we are doing. So it's a six of one, half dozen of the other. But it's something we find a lot of joy in seeing these young players being given an opportunity at the highest level.
Well, the team will have now a 10-day break between now and their next match. So what does the coach think about this? What will the team get up to between now and then?
Yeah, sure. You know, we just lost Ian Dzwani now. He got a knock in the last game. Matiani, our captain, he's been out. He started full training as well. He's another one that's been missing. Nkombela, our left back, who was great for us last season, he's been out. He's doing rehab at the moment for his injury. So we've got a few key players still out. But we also look forward to giving these young boys an opportunity. And every preseason, we talk about exactly the same situation, scenario, that there's going to be injuries and suspensions, and you young kids, you need to train well and grab the opportunity when it comes your way. And we've seen that now with CBC playing tonight. Konto's come in. Last season, I think with Konto in particular, he was a big part of our Diski team challenging for the league. And had they not been in that situation, he would have got a lot more games than he did. He played against Kaizer Chiefs. It was his only game last season because he was a revelation in that Diski team, and they needed him, under the circumstances. So he's one that could have got a lot more game time. And this season, Ndwandwe is another who came towards the end of last season. He played most of the games. So, yeah, we'll continue to groom these young boys. With each game and each season that goes by, they gain experience and become better players. So, you know, like I said, there is a long-term plan at the club. And, yes, we are selfish and we want things to be put in place overnight, but it's not always the case.
Sokala Duma Radio. Thank you very much for listening to Sokala Duma Radio. I'm your host, Nkululeko Nkeo. Tune in next time for the next one.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.